Okay. Well, I want to welcome everybody tonight. How about we all stand up? Okay. Already we got to stand up? Oh, man. Okay. What I want you to do tonight is grab somebody else's hand. Okay. And we're going to pray. I'm going to get back here and grab his hand. Okay? And we're going to pray. And as we pray, I also want you to pray for the people on either side of you, that God would bless them. Okay? We can handle that? How about you, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Working on a dream.
Lord, we want to just thank you and pray. Oh God, and we're asking tonight, Father, that you would make your salvation that you have given to us so real to us tonight, oh God. That, Father, that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are your children, oh God. That we belong to you, oh God. That we are yours, oh God. That you are our God. That you are our Father. That you watch over us and that you care for us, oh God. And that you are with us every single moment of the day, O God. Because you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, O God. And Father, we want to thank you tonight that the Holy Spirit is ever living and ever abiding with us tonight. And that every day that we can look to you and we can draw upon your strength, O God. And we can walk this Christian life and live this Christian life by the power of your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we want to thank you and praise you because you are a wonderful, magnificent, marvelous God. And we give you praise and honor for tonight. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, before we get started, I would like to know if there's anybody that has any testimonies, anything that they would like to give praise to God for. Anybody? Hold on. Well, everybody else would like to hear it. Okay, there you go.
I wanted to share this a week ago, but I didn't. But it's been about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I was having some troubles and stopped thinking of everything that was wrong and just really gave thanks and praise for everything that was around me. And for the first time in my relationship with God, I smelt bread. And I really just kept thanking him, and it stayed with me for quite a while. And for several days after that, I just was filled with so much joy and was like, you know, when you first fall in love, that giddy feeling. I was so giddy. And the little things, I paid more attention to all the little things. Like my eyes were open to just like the sound of the wind chimes, you know, the blue sky, the birds, my children's smile. So many things that I had taken for granted, just I really became aware of. So I am very thankful and give most praise for that gift.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Praise the Lord. That's good. Very good. Anybody else?
Gary.
Hold on a minute. There you go.
I want to thank the good Lord. I'm finally here.
Amen. Amen. And we're glad you're here too, Gary. Amen. Anybody else?
You want to pray for Pete? I don't know where he is, but we can pray for him.
He can. He's away at a conference.
He's still there.
Yeah. Yep, he's away at a conference. Anybody else have anything that they would like to give thanks to God for? Okay.
Still above Dirk.
What's that?
Still above Dirk.
That's true. Thank God. Okay, well, how about we go into worship now? Okay? Let's all stand up. And Roy?
Thank you. ashamed. We're unashamed to worship you. We're unashamed to lift our hands. We're unashamed to lift our voices. It's what we live for, God. It's what we live for, to worship you, oh God. That's why we're doing it, God. We're not ashamed.
Just like heaven on earth. Yeah. heaven is calling for you to come higher. See everything from a new point of view. Be seated with Jesus in heavenly places. From his perspective, everything is made new. There is lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth. Come on!
Yeah. Lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth. Oh, yeah.
Lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Heaven, heaven on earth. Ooh, heaven, heaven on earth.
I wanna see.
Good. And all the time.
God is good.
And all the time.
God is good. All the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
He is
all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good all the time. Light will shine.
God is good.
Yes.
God is good all the time.
That's right. Let's.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave forsake you, and his word is true.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, his light will shine.
God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, he is. Listen.
We were sinners and so unworthy, still for us he chose to die. He filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that his love is everlasting and his mercy.
Shine. God is good. God is
Praise God. Good stuff, huh? Amen. Yeah, that's God is good all the time, isn't he? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. He is good all the time. That's right. You know, these songs, as we sing them, should be songs that really come from our heart to the Lord. You know, because He has done so much for us. You know, He's come and redeemed us to Himself. And He's good. All the time. Amen. God is good all the time. And you know, we have to understand that God is good to us all the time. Even when we feel like He's not good to us, He's still good to us. Amen. You know, and I was so appreciative of your testimony tonight about how you didn't focus on the bad things. You instead focused on the good things that are around you. And it's like God opened your eyes to them, to see Him in a fresh, in a new way, you know, and to get that understanding and that revelation, that just a simple smile from your child can bring such joy and happiness into your heart. Woo, man! Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God! So it's important for us to learn to be appreciative and thankful to Almighty God for everything that He has done for us. Amen? Amen? Amen. And as we do that, I believe that we will begin to experience heaven on earth. That's why I picked that song tonight. That's why I picked that song. Because we need to experience heaven on earth. You know, I'm glad for when we get there. But right now, I want to experience some of heaven on earth. And I believe that we can. Now tonight, if you have your Bibles, well, first of all, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you so much that you are good all the time. That you're good to us. You're good to me, Lord. And I want to thank you for that tonight. And Father, tonight as we look into your word, Father, I'm asking that your Holy Spirit would bring that anointing upon me to speak forth your word, O God, to speak it forth in clarity, but most of all to speak it as you want me to speak it, O God. And that, Father, that the ears of the people that are here tonight to hear your word, that they will gain revelation and understanding from it, O God, that it'll come down and settle into their hearts, O Lord. For, Father, we know that when the word of God, which abides in us, O God, that when that word begins to grow and to blossom, Lord, that we become changed, O God, that we are changed into the very likeness of Jesus Christ himself. And we thank you for that tonight, Lord. And Father, we believe that your Holy Spirit is already at work inside of us, already doing and working the will and the do of his good pleasure in us, O God. For we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus tonight. And Father, we thank you for that tonight. And we give you all praise and all glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know that we have been talking about grace and growing in grace and growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to reiterate that verse again, just so that it becomes a part of you, so that you understand it and realize that this is something that the Holy Spirit has birthed and wants to do inside each and every one of us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. If you've ever taken time to go through and read your Bible, especially the New Testament, I want you to be alerted to this one thing. Take notice to how many times the word grace is used. It's an awful lot that it's used. Almost every epistle Paul opens up with and says, grace and peace be to you, or grace and peace be multiplied to you. Any number of ways, but he always is talking about that grace being given to you. And that he always is speaking about grace being a part of your life, being a part of my life. Now, the thing is, how is it that we access this grace that has been given to us? Now, tonight, as I speak, you know, this, if you want to jump in, you jump in, okay? You got a question, ask a question. If you have a comment, you know, bring it forth. That's okay. So how many, or I shouldn't say how many, but do you know how it is that we access this grace of God? What does the Scripture say? Come on. Somebody out there, you know this. You really do. You know how to access this grace. What does Scripture say? Faith. Who said faith? You did? All right. Faith. It's by faith. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 5. Okay? Romans chapter 5. I want to read this to you from the Amplified Version. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are justified, now he gives a little description here of what justified means, just so that you understand what it is that he's talking about. Since we are justified, since we are acquitted, since we are declared righteous and given a right standing with God through faith, Let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that right there is an amazing statement that he made, that Paul made. Now he made that by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He's saying, let us grasp a hold of the fact that we have peace with God. We're not fighting against God and God is not fighting against us. We have peace with him. It's a done deal. It's a settled issue. It's a fact of every Christian's life. Are you in turmoil tonight? Are you irritated and beside yourself? Are you all caught up in the circumstances that are in your life? Well, I want you to know it's time to lay them down and come to peace with Almighty God and know that God is for you and not against you and that he is looking out for you and he wants the best for your life and he has given you peace that passes understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me peace. Every day we can say that. We can get up in the morning and we can declare right in front. When you go in the bathroom and you look in the mirror, the first thing you need to do is say, I want you to know you have peace with God. You get up in the morning, I tell you what, sometimes it's tough just to get up in the morning. Oh my goodness. But thank God that we have peace. God is not out there looking to put you down. God didn't just all of a sudden wake up, or when you woke up, say, well, today I think I'm just going to prick at him. Going to stab him. I'm going to do this to him. No. God is looking for a way to bless you if we learn to cooperate with him. Now, let's move on. Verse 2. Through him also we have our access, our entrance, our introduction by faith into this grace in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. He's given us grace, and now we can access that grace by faith in him. And that, my brother and sister, is what we need to do every single day of our lives. How many of us get up, go about doing our things, and do everything that day in our own strength, by our own will, by our own desires, and late in the day say, oh, by the way, thank you, Lord. Wouldn't it be better to start that day by saying, thank you, Lord. Help me to live this day for you. Help me to walk in the grace that you have for me today. Help me, Lord. How many of you know that you can live a Christian life without accessing that grace, without accessing the power of the Holy Spirit, without relying upon God? All too often we do it. We need to learn to turn ourselves around. Instead of doing that, begin to access this grace that he has given to us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 4 says this, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything. Now notice, Peter says, grace and peace to you. And then the very next thing he says, his divine power. I want you to know that grace is power. It's ability. It is his awesome power that has been given to us. His grace has been given to us. He says, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Do you find it hard to live a Christian life? Well, here he says that God has supplied to us a grace that gives us the power to live that life. We have power to live this Christian life. We don't access that power. We don't rely upon Him. We're going to find out, just like Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he said that when I am weak, then I am strong. Why is it? Because he said he besought the Lord three times to get rid of this thing, and instead the Lord said, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know, to live a Christian life, we're all weak. We really are. You and I are no match for the devil. We're no match for those demons out there. But I want you to know there is one that is a match for him and is beyond a match for him. There is one that is greater than him because the greater one lives inside of you. He lives inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that God Almighty has come and is living inside of me. He's inside. He's there. He's down in here. I don't know how to explain that to you, but I'm sure that you know that for yourself as a Christian, that you draw upon something with inside of you. It's a strength that comes from inside, and it bubbles up. It can come out if we learn to access it. Are you willing to access the grace of God for your life? Wow, that sounded really good there. Are you willing to access the grace of God for your life? Yes, amen. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, by all means. Yes, we are willing to access it. Glory to God. I know it's a Wednesday night. I know you're tired. I'm tired too. Worked all day. Yeah, I know that. But I want you to also know that when you begin to talk about the Lord, that there is something that rises up inside of you. There's a glory that comes. Hallelujah. There's a grace that rises up inside of you. And you want to explode and shout out the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I a little too loud for you? I mean to tell you, I get excited when we talk about God. And you know, as I said to you many times before, when you're driving down the road or you stopped at the stoplight or whatever it may be, sometimes you just need to shout. Sometimes you just need to let her rip. I mean, just allow that inside of you. There are times I'm certain that God Himself has come inside of you and you just want to shout. But, you know, sometimes we struggle and strain just to keep it inside. And don't say a word. And then that moment passes. And you think, gosh, I wish I would have done something. Yeah, next time that comes on you, shout. Let it out of your mouth. Let your praises come forth. Let them come out of your mouth. Why do you think God gave you vocal cords? Some of us, we can talk a tin ear on people. You ever hear that expression? Talk a tin ear on? Yeah. We need to learn to talk about the Lord. Say the things that He says. Glorify Him. As you learn to do that, things will begin to change. All right, let's move on. Well, I want to read this one verse in 2 Peter chapter 1. Through these... through these, he is these promises now. That's what he's talking about. These promises. The King James says, exceeding great and precious promises that have been given to us. Ooh, hallelujah. I like that. Exceeding great and precious. Think about how the Lord terms this here. He said, these promises are exceeding great. I don't mean they're just great. I mean they're exceedingly great. Hallelujah. They're great and precious. Oh my goodness. Now that's how he thinks about them. God himself is writing this through the Apostle Peter. And he's saying these are exceeding great and precious promises. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you. Woo! Hallelujah! Exceeding great and precious. That's how the Lord thinks about them. Yeah, right there. That by these, it's by these promises that you might be a partaker of the divine nature. Think of that. It's a promise that has been given to you that you might be a partaker of God Almighty's nature. Oh my goodness. We're talking about a part of God that he has allowed us to be a partaker of. Oh my goodness. We have the ability, through the grace of God, to be a partaker of his very nature. See, we've got to understand, my brother and sister, that we have been changed. I'm not the same person that I used to be all those years ago before I got saved. I'm not that person anymore because now I am a new creation. I've been created by God Almighty. I'm not the old Dave Gepfer that I used to be. I'm a brand new one, hallelujah. And so are you. If you are a born-again child of God, you are a new creation created in Christ Jesus. Mike, I'm telling you, you're brand new inside. And God's mercies are new every day to you. Woo, hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, that's good news. Every morning you get up, you can look in the mirror and say, God Almighty, you have created me. I'm a new creation, and that's good news for me. Hallelujah. Wow. Let's move on. Grace. God's grace. Now, we've heard a term that God's grace is God's riches at Christ's expense, right? Amen. We've heard a term that it's unmerited favor, right? Well, I'm coming to realize that's a whole lot more than just that. It is that, but it's more. God's grace is also his power, his ability. Sometimes I think we sell ourselves short on God's power and ability to work in us and to work through us. We sell ourselves short. Oh, God couldn't. You know, in our mind, in our natural mind, we think that God can't do that. But yet, we say with our mouths that nothing's impossible with God. Well, nothing's impossible with God as long as he's doing it through you. You know? Yeah, that's cool. That's all right. As long as he's doing it through you. But through me, ooh, that's a different story. You don't know how miserable and wretched I am. Well, God knows. And guess what? He still decided to use you. He still decided to pick you. He still decided to do something through you. And that's his choice. Well, God, I don't know if you're so bright. You know, I don't know if you're so smart. Yeah, well, he picked Gideon, didn't he? And Gideon said, whoa, me? Oh, Lord, are you talking to me, God? Yeah, God was talking to him. And what he called Gideon, he called him a mighty man of valor, right? But in Gideon's eyes, he was far from that, wasn't he? See, and that's what I liked about your testimony. You refocused. That's what we need to do in our Christian lives. We need to begin to refocus. Yeah, whatever it is that you're telling me to do, Lord, I know I can't do it. But with your grace, with your ability, with your power, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what Paul said. He come to that realization. And he realized, too, that all those things that come against him, when that messenger of Satan was coming against him and beating him and buffeting him, he realized that after God spoke to him and said, hey, my grace, my strength is sufficient for you, you know. Go ahead, devil, take your best shot because God comes out on top. Amen. And he realized that because he said, oh, I will rather glory. Amplified says, take pleasure in my infirmity. Think about what he's saying. When somebody comes and rails against you, Paul said, I'm taking pleasure in that when you verbally abuse me, when you beat me up with your word. I'm taking pleasure in that. Go ahead, because I know that the power of God will rest upon me. I know that when I'm weak, when I want to smack you around, when I want to punch your lights out, when I want to say things bad about you, I know that the grace of God will come and will undergird me, and he will help me, and he will sustain me, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. That's something we need to learn. And I believe by the grace of God, we will learn. We will. This is the year to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. This is the year, my brother and sister, that we need to avail ourselves of Almighty God's grace that He has given and poured out upon us so that we may walk the way Jesus wants us to walk in these last days. You know, I spoke to you a number of weeks ago about Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, about the throne of grace. When I think of throne, I think of something that rules over, that presides over a kingdom. I think of a throne, that is where the power lies. That's where it's at. Let me give you a scripture here. It's in Romans chapter 5, verse 21. And it says this, that as sin has reigned unto death, Romans 5, verse 21, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. God's intent is that grace would reign in righteousness. He wants grace to reign in your life. He wants grace to reign in my life. He wants grace to reign because He sits upon the throne of grace. And that's where all rulership, that's where all authority comes down from. All power comes down from that throne of grace. Thank God it's a throne of grace too. It's not a throne right now of judgment. It's a throne of grace. It's a throne of power. It's a throne of ability. And grace reigns supreme. Ephesians 4, or chapter 2, verse 7 says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now see, here again, the exceeding riches of His grace. I like the way God describes things about Himself. Exceeding great and precious promises. He can do exceedingly above all that we ask or think. He's talking about exceeding riches of grace. See, this is how God turns and looks at things and how He wants it to get inside of us. That this is an exceeding riches of grace that we have available and disposable at our means and at our hands. Hallelujah. It's an exceeding riches. You know, it would be great if He would have just said riches. But He said far beyond. He said, ooh, hallelujah. Oh, it's exceeding riches. Glory to God. I said, glory to God, it's exceeding riches of grace. And then, I'm going to end with this scripture here. I want to read this to you in the Amplified Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. See, God describes Himself in such terminology to expose you to how great He is, how awesome He is. Now I want to read this scripture to you. And then we're going to go back into worship for a bit. Verse 8, chapter 9. And I don't want you to doubt. When I read this, I don't want you to doubt God's ability or God's wanting to bless you and to help you. And God is able to make all grace. He didn't just say some for you just barely make it by, or just some to help you out this time but not the next time. No, God said He is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always, notice how He speaks here, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient. Sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, God is awesome. And He's telling us, He said, every grace, all grace, favor, and earthly blessing. All of it, not just, see, we tone it down and we say, well, God couldn't possibly mean that, could He? He couldn't possibly mean all grace. Just, God, are you certain, Lord? Are you certain you meant what you said? He's certain. He didn't have any qualms about it. We're the ones that get all shook up about it. We're the ones that say, oh my God. No, that couldn't be true. Jesus, you didn't mean that. God is able to make all great come to you in abundance. Oh my goodness. Let's stand on our feet and get ready to worship the Lord some more. Because God is able to make all grace come to you in abundance. And isn't that good news for you? I know it's good news for me. Roy, go ahead. Let's worship the Lord some more. Thank you.
this King so holy? Every knee will bow at His throne. Jesus, the Lamb of God, Savior and King, You alone are worthy of our praise forever. You alone are seated on the throne of heaven. Tonight. Bye.
Lord. I'm created to worship you. So I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Come on, sing that to the Lord. I worship you. I worship you. And all across this place. I worship you. I worship you. That's why we were created, to bring you pleasure, to bring you honor. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, God.
I'm desperate. Right now that you want to give to the Lord for this year. When you say, I give you everything, what does that mean?
With all
Yes, thank you, Lord. You alone are worthy. Worthy of all our praise. Worthy of all the glory. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you so much that you're able to make all grace abound toward us, O God, and abound toward us in abundance, O Father. Father, we are so grateful that the Holy Spirit lives with inside of us, and that we are not orphans, but Lord, that we are sons and daughters of Almighty God, that you watch over us, O Lord, that you care for us, O God, and that you are willing to walk every step of the way that we go, O God, that, Father, that we can rely upon you, that we can trust in you, O God, that, Father, we can call upon you, and in calling upon you, O God, we shall be saved. Father, we thank you tonight that we are bigger, that we are more powerful, O God, than the things that surround us, all because you live inside of us. Because you declared to us that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And we thank you tonight for that, O God, that your Holy Spirit, the greater one, lives inside of us, O God, and that you will help us to live this Christian life, O God, this life that is worth living, this life, O God, that you have called us to, this life, Lord, that brings life to others also. Father, we thank you for that tonight. And Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And remember to go with God, and God will go.